Now, time for sports. Tiger Woods is in the thick of it at the British Open in Scotland. It would be his third major championship in a row this year. And he's in the thick of a public relations thicket, too. Earlier this week, the foremost golfer in the world was asked what he thought about the fact that Augusta National, where the Masters is played, has no women members. For that matter, Murrayfield, seen in the British Open, has no women members. Tiger Woods said, quote, "They're entitled to set up their own rules the way they want them. It would be nice to see everyone have an equal chance to participate, but there is nothing you can do about it." Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Did Tiger Woods step in it?
Yes, I think he did, Scott. I mean, he is playing. He's a black player in a sport whose written constitution would have explicitly banned him from playing on the tour that he is now dominating like nobody else has ever done. I'm just glad that Jackie Robinson didn't think there was nothing he could do about changing things.
There is something extraordinary, I must say, and also that phrase, they're entitled to set up their own rules the way they want them.
Well, Scott, tell it to Charlie Sifford, who never got to play at the Masters. Tell it to Lee Elder, who had to wait until he was past his prime before they allowed him to become the first black man to play at Augusta. Yes, they are entitled to do whatever they want, but it seems to me that we are entitled to say that it's wrong, and that Tiger Woods, who's lucky to have come along at a time when he is able to show just what it is that he can do, ought to perhaps be expected to say a little something. It's interesting to me that nobody would make these kinds of allowances for Augusta if they were barring black members from membership.
From the sublime to the ridiculous aspect of the athletic universe, Allen Iverson's been arrested for allegedly brandishing a gun. He says he's innocent. Case obviously is going to go to trial. At some point, whatever the trial process, does the NBA have an obligation to step in and say, whatever the verdict, this is bad for the game?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they'll do anything officially. In the first place, I think Iverson's going to get off. That seems to be the general consensus in Philadelphia. And in the second place, while the NBA is going to tut-tut and cluck-cluck and all those other things and not be real happy about it, look at it this way, Scott. Only a couple of season ticket holders have canceled for the 76ers games since this incident. And Reebok, who is Iverson's sporting goods company, says it's behind him 100%. In fact, there are those who say that this incident actually works to Reebok's benefit in the 12 to 25 age group because it enhances the rebel image. So it's not necessarily, if you want to look at it from a very cold, cynical, calculating point of view, it's all that bad.
Quick question. I think we'll be asking you this several times over the next few weeks. Is there going to be a baseball strike?
I don't think so, Scott. I really don't. And if there do, it'll be a short one because the owners just can't afford it. So many of them are in so much debt that they can't forego income for very long. I'll tell you what the scary part is, though, is that I'm told there is absolutely no consensus among the owners about what to do if they can't settle with the players. They don't have a plan. And that's the frightening part, that events could just take on a life of their own. But I do think the cooler heads are going to prevail on this one.
Let's finish on an up note. No pun intended. I don't know if they're going up or down the Pyrenees today. But Lance Armstrong is figuring for a fourth straight Tour de France victory.
You know, Scott, isn't Lance Armstrong the greatest athlete in the world? Can there be any doubt about that? What those bike riders do, how much energy they have to expend, how long this thing goes on an entire month. I don't see that there's any doubt about it. But what's hilarious is that Armstrong is just so much better than everybody else out there in this tremendously demanding and exacting sport. This is 2 years in a row now that when the race started in the flatlands, it was anybody's race, and he wasn't necessarily ahead, and everybody else seemed to get a head start. As soon as it gets to the mountains, which is the hard part, Lance just zips ahead. He just went ahead, came very close the first day in the mountains, went well ahead the second day in the mountains, and by the time they come down there and start cycling into Paris, he's going to be so far ahead it isn't going to matter again.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.